RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello listener, welcome to English Bulletin program of a Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, listener. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia-Afghanistan signs Memorandum of Understanding during Afghanistan President visit Indonesia. President invite Muslim scholars to maintain peace among societies. Lawmaker hopes the world gets information through Voice of Indonesia. Now the news in detail. Afghanistan is one of countries that firstly admitted Indonesia's sovereignty, and the two countries have active role to guard Asian-African Conference in 1955 into success. Indonesia has contribution in peace reconciliation and development in Afghanistan. Indonesian President Joko Widodo received the state visit of Afghanistan President Muhammad Ashraf Ghani at the State Palace Jakarta on Wednesday, April 5. This is the first visit of President Muhammad Ghani to Indonesia and also the first meeting for the two head of states. Afghanistan is Indonesian partner in realizing peace and security through moderate Islamic value approach. During the state visit, Afghanistan will sign a memorandum of understanding in several sectors such as education, agriculture, statistics, public administration reform, and fiscal policy. The signing of Memorandum of Understanding hopefully will be able to strengthen cooperation between Indonesia and Afghanistan. Indonesian President Joko Widodo asked all Muslim scholars to participate in maintaining harmony among people. In his meeting with Muslim scholars in Presidential Palace on Tuesday, President Joko Widodo also expressed his appreciation toward Muslim scholars in fostering and maintaining the spirit of togetherness among people. The president also further stated that Indonesia's economy is positively growing, that Indonesia has managed to reach economic growth to 5.02% in 2012. The government, according to the president, has also managed to maintain inflation rate to 3.02%, far below previous year, which more than 7%.
Silaturahim pada siang hari ini, yang pertama.
In today's meeting, the first one, we highly appreciate the role and the effort of the ulamas in fostering Muslims, in guarding the Muslims, so that we all can maintain the spirit of togetherness, a spirit of peace, and also thanks for the guidance of the ulamas in maintaining calmness and cooling down the situation in their respective regions. We rely on ulamas to maintain calmness and to cool down the situation in cities, regions of the country, so that we always maintain a peaceful state of affairs. Moreover, President Joko Widodo stated that the government of Indonesia is currently taking measures to fight against inequality among people. President said that economic disparity remain Indonesia's biggest challenge that needs sustainable effort to handle it. The president explained that the government is developing whole regions in Indonesia, started from the border areas. The meeting between the president and Islamic scholars was attended by several ministries, head of boarding schools, scholars, and chairman of several Islamic organizations. Some Islamic scholars from several regions in Indonesia hoped that the government could create a lasting peace in the community. It was revealed in the meeting between President Joko Widodo and Islamic scholars on Tuesday in the Presidential Palace, Jakarta. After the meeting, Shukron Makmun, head of Darul Rahman Islamic Boarding School in Jakarta, said that the president should be able to invite every religious leaders in Indonesia to meet and agree to creating peace amid the community. He also expected that the meeting could create sense of respect among religions.
Dalam negara yang sifatnya pluralistik, kami menginginkan kedamaian.
In this pluralistic country, we want everlasting peace, the real peace, not grey peace and harmony. Therefore, we expect Christians to hold meeting of religious leaders to make an agreement that all religions are true in their respective adherence. The consequence is that we should have mutual respect among religious communities. We should not feel offended with the teachings of other religions as long as it is written in their scriptures respectively. We have to cherish it. The last one is to look after the feeling of other religious believers. Furthermore, Shukron Makmun mentioned that the Islamic scholars can resolve all problems that they developed in the community in accordance with the principle of equitable law. According to him, the problem resolved based on law will create certainty among people. The Islamic scholars also encouraged jihad in every developing sectors that meant as a hard work to achieve development target for the people. Shukron Makmun said that the effort will also contribute to eliminate social and economic inequality in the community. Chairman of Commission 1 of the House of Representatives of Indonesia, Abdul Haris Alam, hopes the world get information about Indonesia through Radio Republik Indonesia. In an interview with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta recently, Abdul Haris expressed that RRI through international broadcast in various languages can provide information about tourism potential in Indonesia to increase the number of foreign tourists. According to him, the Voice of Indonesia has a function to provide real information about Indonesia, as there are different pictures about Indonesia in the perception of the world community.
Di samping itu, tentunya budaya Indonesia bisa disosialisasikan.
The superb Indonesian culture can be promoted and informed to the world community as the characteristic of Indonesian people. Maybe they heard about Indonesia, not as broadcasted by RRI. Therefore, RRI's function is to straighten and provide correct information about Indonesia. Abdul Haris Alam further explained, in order to increase tourist visit, Voice of Indonesia need to add language service of destination countries or countries with the highest number of tourists visiting Indonesia. Abdul Haris said, although many international broadcasters shut down their shortwave services, there are still listeners of shortwave broadcasting. The existence of Indonesia in shortwave should still be maintained. Abdul Haris also hopes that RRI will develop itself in accordance with the time and the development of information and technology. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The draft bill of Radio and Television of Republic of Indonesia, RTRI, is continuously discussed by Commission 1 of the House of Representatives, DPR. After the bill ratified, it is expected RRI and TVRI can cooperate as an adhesive and keeper of cultural sovereignty and the unitary state of Republic of Indonesia. It was stated by Member of Commission 1 of the House of Representatives, Syaifullah Tamliha, to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia on the sideline of discussion of broadcasting future in Indonesia at the Parliament Building in Jakarta Tuesday.
The
draft bill of radio and television has been discussed. The progress still be awaited. The RTRI draft bill has not been ratified and it takes much time. RRI and TVRI must cooperate. There is no certainty whether it will be melted or not. RRI has long history of Indonesia. RRI witnessed Indonesia during fighting its independence, so the management is possible to keep different. The draft bill of radio and television has been discussed. The progress still be awaited. The RTRI draft bill has not been ratified and it takes much time. RRI and TVRI must cooperate. There is no certainty whether it will be melted or not. RRI has long history of Indonesia. RRI witnessed Indonesia during fighting its independence, so the management is possible to keep different. Moreover, Syaifullah Talmliha also said that radio and television of Republic of Indonesia are owned by public. Therefore, it is expected that the attendance of RTRI can give a great benefit for the interests of Indonesian people. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has criticized his ministers for introducing new regulations that discourage investments and are not in line with his push for economic growth. President Joko Widodo claimed 23 new regulations prevented easy investment. The president, during a cabinet meeting at the presidential office in Jakarta Tuesday, as reported by TribuneNews.com, said that it is a disease. He has said, "Don't issue any regulation that could discourage investment, but they still issue such regulation." He does not know whether they come from ministers or directors general. President Joko Widodo, however, did not specify the ministries or offices that had issued such regulations. But Presidential Chief of Staff Teten Mas Duki explained that the 23 regulations were closely related to supporting regulations on export and import. The regulations were not included in the economic packages that had been issued by the government. President Joko Widodo called on his ministers and other relevant officials to revise their problematic regulations to help the government attract more foreign investment. He said that such regulations may disrupt the 5.6% economic growth target for 2018. The last item. Globe Asia, an English-language magazine catering to the business community in Indonesia, will hold a summit on Wednesday, April 5, which will highlight United States President Donald Trump's economic policies and their impact on Indonesia. The summit will feature Mirza Aditya Swara, Senior Deputy Governor of Bank Indonesia, Rosan Perkasa Ruslani, Chairman of Indonesia's Chambers of Commerce and Industry (Kadin), Yoga Avandi, Director of Economic and Monetary Policy Department of Bank Indonesia, Adam Mulya Warman Tugio, Director of America at Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and Indra Darmawan, Director of International Business Cooperation of Indonesia's Investment Coordinating Board, known as BKBM. The speakers will discuss analysts' contention that as technology is disrupting old industries and creating whole new ones, workers have to acquire new skills to gain meaningful employment. Meanwhile, open global trade is under threat and rising populism across the world is undermining the old political order. In a fast-changing world, analysts and government officials expect Indonesia will face some daunting challenges in 2017. The forum will start at 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday at Museum Bank Indonesia in Jakarta. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesia-Afghanistan signs Memorandum of Understanding during Afghanistan President to visit Indonesia. President invite Muslim scholars to maintain peace among societies. Lawmaker hopes the world gets information through Voice of Indonesia. That was the news.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your mind, feel the warmth, see the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing, magnificent beauty of nature among the colors of
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with commentary entitled Bomb Blast in St. Petersburg. I'm Dinugraha. The world has not forgotten the attacks in London which occurred 10 days ago. Yet, now it has been shocked again with a bloody bomb attacks that killed at least 10 people in St. Petersburg subway station, Russia. A series of attacks apparently occurred not too far apart in various countries. Who was the real culprit and why they did it? What happened in St. Petersburg was not the first hitting major cities in Europe. The attack occurred on Monday, April 3rd, evening local time. Russian news agencies reported the incident in the city center. While the photograph spread through social media portraying carriages at Senaya station with doors fallen apart and survivors scattered around, 20 people were reported injured in the incident. On Tuesday, the number of death toll raised to 14 people after 3 more people died of injuries. This was confirmed by Russian Minister of Health Veronika Skvortsova. Russian President Vladimir Putin, who happened to be in St. Petersburg, said the cause of the blast, including the possibility of a terror attack, is still under investigation by the Russian authorities. Since Saturday, Putin has been in St. Petersburg to attend the Russian People Front Media Forum. While the first investigation was being carried out, an unexploded bomb was found in another subway station in the same city. Russian National Anti-Terrorism Committee in a statement confirmed the discovery in the Fostania station. Authorities in Kyrgyzstan, in cooperation with Russian intelligence, named a man of Kyrgyzstan descendant as a suspect in the bombing. However, no one has claimed responsibility for the incident. The incident in St. Petersburg was quite shocking. The brutal action seems to be moving from one place to another. One thing is certain. Anyway, most of the victims were always the same, that of innocent people. Condemning this action is not enough. Countries of the world should jointly act more in tackling this kind of attack. Listener, that was commentary for today.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, here is Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from the past as recorded in history. We start from an event which occurred on April 5, 1950, and the Aziz Rebellion in Makassar. In the span of 1950-1965, the unitary state of Republic of Indonesia hit by various problems that threatened the unity and integrity. In the uprising of Andi Aziz, the former officer of the Royal Netherlands India's Army to defend the nation eastern Indonesia. On April 5, 1950, Andi Aziz troops stormed the headquarters of the Armed Forces of Indonesia in Makassar. Andi Aziz troops also occupied important objects such as airfield and telecommunication office. On April 8, 1950, the government gave an ultimatum to surrender Andi Aziz forces. The government finally managed to quell Andi Aziz troops on 15 April 1950. On April 5, 1955, Winston Churchill resigned from his post of British Prime Minister. Sir Winston Leonard Spencer Churchill was a political figure and author of the United Kingdom. He was sworn in as Prime Minister of Great Britain in May 1940, replacing Neville Chamberlain, who resigned. In the general election of 1945, he was defeated by Clement Attlee. In the 1951 British general election, he won and was re-elected as Prime Minister. A stroke in June 1953 led to the body of Winston Churchill left paralyzed. Due to his health, which increasingly fragile, Winston Churchill resigned on April 5, 1955. We conclude today's segment of Today in History with an event which occurred on April 5, 1988, hijackers released 25 hostages in Iran. On April 5, 1988, hijackers of Kuwait Airways jumbo jet released 25 hostages, consisting of 24 women and one man, with unstable condition of heart in Mashhad, Iran. They were released after Iranian Prime Minister held negotiation with the pirates, who are seven Arabian. The plane flew from Bangkok to Kuwait before the pilot at gunpoint to land in Iran. The hijackers demanded to release 17 detained Shiite Muslim militias in Kuwait. If it is not met, they would kill three members of the Kuwaiti royal family and exploded the plane. The hijacking lasted for 16 days after Kuwait refused the demands of the hijackers. Listeners, that was today's segment of Today in History for the day of April 5. See you and sampai jumpa.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello listener, welcome back to Voy Green. Today we'll invite you to talk about the world calling love the loser ecosystem. a number of organizations and observers of environment in Indonesia and the world called the movement Love the Loser Ecosystem to protect the loser from the damage that threatened the lives of the region's flora and fauna. Press release of Rainforest Action Network RAN received by Antara in Jakarta on Wednesday said the campaign was aimed to protect the loser ecosystem by using some medias such as graphic art, photography, video, and virtual reality, which is distributed through social and traditional medias to raise the profile of loser ecosystem landscape. Communication Coordinator of Rainforest Action Network, Leoni Rahmawati, said, beginning from local community, expert of outstanding wildlife biology, forest conservationists, activists of human rights and climate change, as well as a Hollywood actor Leonardo DiCaprio, participating in the movement. The loser ecosystem appears in the documentary film of Leonardo DiCaprio entitled Before the Flood as an area that has important meaning to protect the balance of the world climate. The purpose of the Love the Loser Ecosystem movement means that global citizens know the wealth of diversity, biodiversity in loser that has bring impact to the world, and the region is not undermined by the industry. The 2.6 hectares loser ecosystem is the rainforest overlying in two provinces in Indonesia, Aceh and North Sumatra. The rainforest has become one of the widest and remaining in Southeast Asia. The area is also the last place in the world as a habitat for orangutans, elephants, tiger, and rhinos living in the wild. Wildlife scientists have warned that the four species are now threatened with extinction will become extinct forever if the remaining forest in the loser ecosystem is destroyed. The loser ecosystem is a historic ecosystem known by science has undergone thousands of years of evolution to produce one of the highest concentrations of biodiversity. The flora and fauna-rich ecosystem has at least 105 species of mammals, 386 species of birds, 95 species of reptiles and amphibians, and 8,500 species of plants. One animal called the Thomas leaf monkey, otherwise known as the Kedih monkey, is an endemic species that cannot be found elsewhere. That was the Voy Green. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news in brief. Afghanistan is one of countries that firstly admitted Indonesia's sovereignty, and the two countries have active role to guard Asian-African Conference in 1955 into success. Indonesia has contribution in peace, reconciliation, and development in Afghanistan. Indonesian President Joko Widodo received the state visit of Afghanistan President Muhammad Ashraf Ghani at the State Palace, Jakarta on Wednesday, April 5. Indonesian President Joko Widodo asked all Muslim scholars to participate in maintaining harmony among people. In his meeting with Muslim scholars in Presidential Palace on Tuesday, President Joko Widodo also expressed his appreciation toward Muslim scholars in fostering and maintaining the spirit of togetherness among people. Some Islamic scholars from several regions in Indonesia hope that the government could create a lasting peace in the community. It was revealed in the meeting between President Joko Widodo and Islamic scholars on Tuesday in the Presidential Palace, Jakarta. After the meeting, Shukran Makmun, head of Darul Rahman Islamic Boarding School in Jakarta, said that the president should be able to invite every religious leaders in Indonesia to meet and agree to creating peace amid the community. Chairman of Commission 1 of House of Representatives of Indonesia, Abdul Haris Alam, hopes the world get information about Indonesia through Radio Republik Indonesia. The draft bill of Radio and Television of Republic of Indonesia, RTRI, is continuously discussed by Commission 1 of the House of Representatives, DPR. After the bill ratified, it is expected RRI and TVRI can cooperate as an adhesive and keeper of cultural sovereignty and the unitary state of Republic of Indonesia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has criticized his ministers for introducing new regulation that discourage investments and are not in line with his push for economic growth. President claimed 23 new regulations prevented easy investment. The president, during a cabinet meeting at the presidential office in Jakarta Tuesday, reported by TribunNews.com, said that it is a disease. Globe Asia, an English-language magazine catering to the business community in Indonesia, will hold a summit on Wednesday which will highlight the United States President Donald Trump's economic policies and their impact on Indonesia. Meanwhile, open global trade is under threat and rising populism across the world is undermining the old political order. Listener, that was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 95 to 5 kHz. You can also listen to our audio streaming at english.rriworldservice.com. Listener, our next segment is Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Coban Rondo Waterfall. Stay tuned. Listeners, Malang in East Java province has many interesting tourism destinations. Besides beach, waterfall is always crowded by tourists. The most crowded waterfall visited by tourists is Coban Rondo Waterfall. Listeners, Coban Rondo Waterfall has been long time to be tourism destination. This waterfall was inaugurated for the public in 1980. The waterfall is located on highland of 1,135 meters above sea level. Spring water of the waterfall is from slope of Mount Kawi, namely Cemoro Mudo spring water. The height of Coban Rondo Waterfall reaches 84 meters. Surrounding area of the waterfall has fresh air and beautiful scenery. Listeners, Coban Rondo Waterfall is located on Jalan Coban Rondo, Pandesari Village, Pujon Sub-District, Batu City, Malang. From Malang to the location, the distance is around 20 kilometers. It takes 1 hour trip. While from Batu City to the location, the distance is around 12 kilometers and takes 30 minutes. Listeners, the close logging from Coban Rondo Waterfall is located in Songgoriti with a distance around 5 until 8 kilometers. Besides hotel and lodging, tourists can set a tent at Coban Rondo Camping Ground. There are three kinds of fee which must be paid to enter the waterfall, namely entrance ticket, vehicle fee, and parking fee. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Coban Rondo Waterfall in Malang, East Java Province. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Ke Terminal Bis, which in English means to the bus terminal. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly and you can repeat after me. Terminal bis. Terminal bis, in English, bus terminal. Bis. Bis, in English, bus. Berangkat. Berangkat, in English, to go or to leave. Jam berapa? Jam berapa, in English, what time? Jam lima. Jam lima, in English, 5 o'clock. Terlambat. Terlambat, in English, be late. Tetapi. Tetapi, in English, but. Bisa. Bisa, in English, can. Naik. Naik, in English, to get on. Now we give you an example of conversation entitled Ke Terminal Bis, or in English means to the bus terminal. The conversation is between A. Danu and B. Imam. Danu. Permisi Pak. Permisi Pak, in English. Excuse me, sir. Imam. Ya, ada yang bisa saya bantu? Ya, ada yang bisa saya bantu, in English. Yes, can I help you? Danu, bis ke Bogor berangkat jam berapa? Bis ke Bogor berangkat jam berapa? In English, at what time will the bus for destination to Bogor leave? Imam, ke Bogor sudah berangkat jam 5 pagi tadi. Ke Bogor sudah berangkat jam 5 pagi tadi. In English, to Bogor, the bus has already left at 5 a.m. Danu, wah, saya terlambat. Wah, saya terlambat. In English, oh, I'm late. B. Imam, ya, tetapi Anda bisa naik bis yang lain. Ya, tetapi Anda bisa naik bis yang lain. In English, but you can go to Bogor by another bus. Danu, baiklah, saya akan naik bus lain saja. Baiklah, saya akan naik bus lain saja. In English, alright, I will go by another bus. Terima kasih, Pak. Terima kasih, Pak. In English, thank you, sir. That was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again next week with a different topic. Thanks for your attention. See you and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner. Presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to the regular segment Music Corner, which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In today's edition, we'll present you to Indonesian pop singer who grew up in music lover family. She is Audi Item, who was born in Jakarta in 1983, a daughter of Yopi Item, a famous Indonesian jazz musician. No wonder if Audi is more focused on singing because her art blood as a represent her love to her family. Audi started her career in launching her first album entitled Satu Jam Saja. Well, listener, to begin our program, here is a song entitled Satu Jam Saja by Audi Item.
Aku tak ingin berakhir. Satu jam saja, ku ingin diam berdua mengenang yang pernah ada. Jangan esok takkan lagi. Satu jam saja, hingga ku rasa bahagia mengakhiri segalanya. Lagi, oh,
Listener, the song you've just listened, entitled Satu Jam Saja by Audi Item, has reached the market among the young music lovers in Indonesia. The name Audi has also raised as a young popular singer in Indonesia. Audi's career in pop music in Indonesia got a warm welcome because the presence of Audi and the song Satu Jam Saja not only succeed to attract attention of young generation into 2000s, but also bring nostalgic music lovers in early 1990s. Because the song Satu Jam Saja has been popularly dedicated by Asti Asmodiwati in 1989. But Audi not only expert at singing old songs. Her name became more popular with her song Arti Hadirmu, which released a year after Satu Jam Saja. Listener, here is Arti Hadirmu by Audi Item.
Coba mengerti.
Thank you very much, listener, for being with us in today's music corner from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, this time presenting Audi Item. The presence of Audi has also reached a lot of awards, which some of them is an award from MTV Indonesia as the most favorite female, the most promising and outstanding young diva, 2003, from Indonesia's Music Award 2003. Audi got 3 awards at once as the best solo rock female, the best solo pop female, and the best pop album. Other awards are from Guinness Book of Records Indonesia in 2004 for doing the most signing postcard and cover album in 2 hours. although Audi, who has a full name, Paula Alodia Item, often singing live in television program, but her song still beloved by music lovers in Indonesia. Well, listeners, to wrap up today's music corner, let's listen to a song entitled Bila Saja. Thank you for your attention and sampai jumpa.
Kenangan engkau tinggalkan begitu memikat. Oh, tak ingin kisah jiwaku mengharapkan engkau menjadi milikku.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Memang aku yang terlalu mencintai dirimu berlebihan. Memang aku yang terlalu mencintai dirimu berlebihan.
Aku yang membatasimu.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id. Or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.